Hi, I'm Brendan Mahoney of Antares Capital, and today on Private Credit Pulse, we're excited to be speaking with Shannon Fritz, Chief Credit Officer at Antares. Shannon is responsible for overseeing the structuring, underwriting, and monitoring of middle market leverage finance investments. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the healthcare sector to discuss why it remains a very attractive space for private credit managers and hear more about some of the key trends shaping the sector. Let's jump in. So before we start talking about healthcare, tell us a little bit about your background.
Thank you, Brendan. So I've been with Antares for 20 years, always in a variety of credit, screening, and management roles. It's been very rewarding to see Antares evolve and grow in my time here. Looking forward to talking about some of the healthcare trends we've been seeing.
At Antares, healthcare represents one of the largest sector weightings. And if we were to look across the industry at other private credit managers, I think you would expect to see a similar picture. What about the healthcare sector is so attractive for private credit managers?
We, the industry, other private credit managers, we certainly favor sectors that are non-cyclical and stable. Healthcare has these attributes. It's also got high barriers to entry and growing trends. As a result, these companies often generate consistent, stable cash flows and predictable returns. It also has long-term growth drivers. We see aging population, increasing healthcare needs. There's a lot of white space and increased outsourcing. Plenty of opportunities to deploy capital and support growth. Healthcare is also a heavily regulated industry. Not only does this provide barriers to entry to our borrowers, it also does provide a level of security for lenders. Regulatory oversight helps ensure that our borrowers are adhering to strict operational and compliance requirements. Healthcare is a large market. There are nuances in each sector. It's important to have that in-house expertise to understand all areas. We believe it's critical to maintain a dedicated team for healthcare. We have a team of several senior underwriters with decades of experience in the space.
You alluded to the fact that healthcare is a large market consisting of numerous sub-industries, each with different business models and underlying drivers. How does Antares approach healthcare investing, and where in particular do you see opportunity to deploy capital?
Our approach on the healthcare portfolio is really no different than our overall portfolio. We have constructed a portfolio to be resilient and perform in times of economic headwinds. We've always looked for companies with market-leading positions, strong management teams, ability to pass through price, and diverse business models. As a result, we've built a portfolio of 470 borrowers, one of the largest in the middle market, and our healthcare portfolio is equally diversified across 9 subsectors, over 130 borrowers, and 86 sponsors. Covers everything from medical supplies to medical devices to pharma services to vet practices. Some areas I would highlight that we see as attractive opportunities to deploy capital currently include pharma services and healthcare IT. Pharma services, they've remained largely insulated from inflationary headwinds and economic uncertainty. Really, given the necessity, the importance of these products and services, there's also attractive growth drivers. We continue to see steadily increasing global spend on pharmaceuticals and drug clinical trial R&D, and increased outsourcing to mid-sized pharma service providers, clearly a benefit to our middle market borrowers. Healthcare IT is another attractive area. Similar to the overall IT space, we continue to see high demand of adopting and upgrading IT systems. It's critical for healthcare facilities to keep up with their systems to be efficient, be able to consolidate across their platform, and conform with the ever-evolving changes in the market.
Healthcare, like other industries, has faced inflationary headwinds over the last year or two, with persistent labor shortages and increased cost and margin pressure. Have those headwinds started to dissipate?
Yeah, we certainly saw the pressure from inflationary headwinds across the portfolio starting in late 2021 and into 2022. As noted before, we have been focused on underwriting industry leaders with the ability to pass through price increases. We saw this prove itself out in 2022 with borrowers across sectors, including healthcare, pass through price increases and maintain margins. There are a couple of hotspots I would highlight that we're continuing to see in healthcare. In particular, labor supply. There have been labor supply challenges when you think of harder to staff services such as behavioral health or home care. There's also been a lag in passing through price with delays in payers.
There has been some stress recently within healthcare. The industry has seen the highest volume of leveraged loan defaults year to date. Tell us a little bit more about what might be happening here and where you're seeing any stress in the portfolio.
There have certainly been some issues that have flared up in certain sectors. It's an acquisitive industry. So certain deals underwritten back in 2021, even 2020, when there was the strong benefit to EBITDA add backs, in certain cases, those have not been realized. Something like the No Surprises Act, which ended the practice of balance billing, that's had more of an impact on providers with significant exposure to out-of-network payers, something that we have been cautious on. Would also point out the continued fallout in the broader market from the opioid crisis. Certain drug manufacturers have been severely impacted from opioid lawsuits, which we have no exposure to. Overall, we continue to see healthy revenue and EBITDA growth across the healthcare portfolio. And while we're watching certain of these sectors cautiously, overall, we expect the healthcare industry to benefit from the tailwinds touched on earlier.
We are now almost three quarters of the way through the year, and while activity has started to improve, it still remains relatively subdued. What's your expectation for the remainder of the year and into 2024?
We are certainly starting to see signs of activity rebounding, both in the private and broader BSL markets. In 2022 and into 2023, healthcare has continued to remain acquisitive and active on incremental loans. As inflation supply chains ease, we believe we're near or at near peak in interest rates. We know there's meaningful dry powder, and PE sponsors have to return to their LPs before additional fundraising. We expect volume to return end of this year, certainly in 2024, and continue to think it's a very attractive time to deploy capital.
This concludes this episode of Private Credit Pulse with Shannon Fritz. Shannon, thanks for taking the time to talk about healthcare today.
This commentary reflects Antares' beliefs. Antares utilizes Moody's industry classifications to define the breakdown of its portfolio. The references to healthcare and its associated subsectors in this podcast follow this methodology.